The first stage of mitosis is known as prophase, and there are certain distinct events that occur during this phase. The first thing is that the DNA, which is originally in a form known as chromatin, so it's very loosely bound and in long stringy strands, begins to shorten and thicken. And at this point in the cell cycle, the DNA is made up of long strands which are called chromosomes. And as we described before, at this point, the chromosomes will all have already been duplicated during the S phase of the cell cycle. So each chromosome during prophase will actually be made up of two identical sister chromatids, which are attached to each other at the centromere. So what happens during prophase after the chromatin shortens and thickens is that structures called mitotic spindles begin to form, and these spindles act to move the sister chromatids around the cell. Other events that occur during prophase include in animal cells, organelles known as centrioles will separate and move towards opposite poles of the cell or opposite ends of the cell. And the final event that occurs during prophase is that the nuclear membrane will begin to dissolve. And this allows the chromosomes to be more free to move around the cell. So these are all the important events that occur during prophase, which leads into the next stage of mitosis, which is known as metaphase.